So just by way of applause, who is actually Scottish? I don't think, seriously, there is anyone more patriotic in the world than the Scots. You are tremendously patriotic. Would you agree with that? Nobody loves Scotland like you, really. It's unbelievable. I love the way that you take things that aren't Scottish and make them Scottish. Like the egg, for example. Now, we all know what eggs are. Some of you may have had eggs today. I had eggs this morning. You've taken the egg, you've put a bit of breadcrumbs on it. That's a Scotch egg. That's our egg, eh? We don't need your English boiled eggs. You've got egg and bread and a handy testicle-shaped snack, eh? What's that you got there? Tape? Put some tartan packaging on that tape. That's Scotch tape. That's our tape. That's the best tape. None of your cello bullshit tape, eh? Every morning I wake up, my brief heart alarm clock, freedom! That's me up there. A couple of Scotch eggs, juggle them for a bit. Play some hopscotch, why not? Dip them in butterscotch, read the Scotsman. Have a glass of scotch, get on the Flying Scotsman, head down to London, tell them all to piss off. Yeah. Another couple of Scotch eggs. A bit more butterscotch. Maybe chat up a Scottish widow on the train. Break into the Royal Bank of Scotland, steal some Scottish money. And after a third investigation from Scotland Yard, get off scot-free. Can you imagine a better deal? So it's nice to be here. I was told before I came out that there was a gentleman who had to be moved because he couldn't fit into his seat. Now, I thought, I said, oh, can you point him out? And they said, oh, you'll see him. Now, I believe your name is Gregor Edmonds, is that right? And you're like the strongest man in history. Would that be correct?
Not quite, no.
Not quite. There's God, then there's me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Gregor Edmonds! Be honest with me, how many shredded wheat do you eat a day? Now, I'm disappointed you're not in your big Highland Games gear, because I would expect you to be permanently in it. I love the kilt. Is anybody actually in a kilt tonight? It's not a special occasion, I understand that. It's not a special occasion, but I do love it. I don't really know how it was invented. I've got a sort of theory on this. I think it's basically been created to be as opposite to English people as possible. I think at some stage during history, Scottish people got together and said, all right, today we're going to design the Scot, all right? Now, the theory on this is we're going to have him as opposite to English people as is humanly possible. Right, now, I've been down there. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. They're wearing trousers. So we're going to open with a skirt. Modelling it here is Scott. You're right, Scott? I'm all right. But you've got me in a skirt. I'm not happy about that yet. You've got to hear me out, all right? They have plain black trousers down there, all right? So we're going to go with the multicoloured skirt. In fact, every family, a different colour. You all right? I'm prepared to listen. Fine. They've got little black socks. We're going to go with the long white hockey sock. How are you feeling? I'm feeling peculiar, if I'm honest with you. Now, unfortunately, I've been down there and they're all in underpants. So, according to the rules, there can be no pants, Scott. Are you out of your bloody mind, eh? You've got me standing here in hockey socks and a skirt with my balls hanging out. You sure you thought this through? I've done my best. What about pockets? Can I have pockets? I mean, I've got to put my money. I mean, I've got good Scottish money. It's very strong right now, the currency. It's £1 to the pound. Where am I going to put it? Can I have pockets? No, I'm sorry, we can't have pockets. English people have pockets. It's not acceptable to have pockets. So what am I going to do? Just carry it around? No. We're going to have a bag. A bag? Are you out of your mind? I'm already in hockey socks with the balls hanging out and multicoloured skirts. Now you want me walking around with a handbag? It's not on. It's not going to be a handbag. It better not be, because that's girly. It's not girly. We've done everything we can to masculinise the bag. It's going to be a cork bag. You serious? You want me walking around in long white hockey socks with my balls hanging out, with a multicoloured skirt and a cork bag? It's still girly. It's still girly to have a bag. I don't care. We've done our absolute utmost to address the situation, and it's going to be hairy. It's a hairy cork bag. You all right with that? I suppose I'm all right with that, but what if people take the piss? I thought of that too. You're going to have a knife in your sock. All right. So I arrived early today. I drove past Hope Hospital. Is this really the best name for a hospital? Hope is the last resort. When there's nothing else, there's always hope. And you name your hospitals this?
Hiya, I'm here to see me dad. Right, you want the fingers crossed unit? That's straight down there. If you get to 50-50 ward, you've gone too far. Come back, all right.
I'm staying in the Hilton Hotel, which is sort of like, I mean, it goes up and then there's another building that goes up. It's like Tetris. It's like a sort of odd building. And they have one of those, you know, those security tags in shops that when you steal it, it goes off like in Topshop and they have to take it off before you buy it. They have that on the dressing gown in the hotel. It's weighing me down. I went to get my paper. Bloody hell! But I understand there has been a spate of burglaries in the north. I'm thinking specifically of the Liverpool football team. I think it is really not exactly fighting the stereotype that people in Liverpool are stealing from the Liverpool football team. They're supposed to be their heroes, and they steal from them while they're playing. Because that way they know that they're not at home. Jeez! They're sitting at home watching the TV going, go on, Stevie G, go on, pass to Alonso, it's me, go on, hang on a minute. Is this live? I'm going to go round Stevie G's house. Call me if he's substituted, all right? Of course, I don't want to bring up football too much in Manchester, because I know this is a bit of, you know, friction. I don't want to separate people into their teams. I know you all divided who support. I said to my wife that, you know, they're called Man City and Man United. And it was her, not me, OK, who pointed out they do sound like gay clubs, OK? You can't argue with it. Don't shoot the messenger.
Where are you going Saturday? I'm going down Man City, yeah. Got to any of the clubs? Yeah, Man United, it's absolutely great. Hey, look, afterwards, a few of us are going down the Men Arena. Want to come?
I came up on the train. Train is... I was facing backwards, which is never good. You always think, can I cope with facing backwards when it starts... Ooh, I don't want to face backwards. You hold on to your ticket because they will be inspected. People will inspect your tickets. Even tonight, you've come in, you will hold on to your ticket. Even though you're in, you feel, I better hold on. You never know. You look at it, do I need this? Okay, well, I will hold on to this. You even do this on aeroplanes? There's no reason for this. Once you're on the aeroplane, you look at your ticket, and, well, I'll put it in pouch, you never know. It's very unlikely halfway through the flight someone's going to go, tickets, please! I don't have it. Stop the plane! We tend to keep ourselves amused on the train by trying to read stations you're not stopping at. Very, very difficult. I think impossible, because they have the name written all the way on the platform, but you can never quite catch it in your memory. Here comes another one. A, B, something. Did you do it again? I didn't get it. But the best way of entertaining yourself is, of course, listening to other people's phone conversations. And I'm coming up, and this bloke gets on the train. He was like an angry-looking sort of businessman. He had a face
that was now contorted into being constantly unpleasant. You know when people are just so rude so many times, their face just becomes just angry. And you look at them and you say, that is not a nice person. That is awesome. There is no way anything good can come out of his face. You couldn't imagine going, I love you. Can I help you with that bag, darling? So this guy sits down, right? He gets out his phone and he goes, Ian! It was the loudest I've ever heard anybody speak on the show. He went, Ian! Everyone on the carriage is like, who is this Ian? What is happening? People on other carriages going, there is an announcement about Ian. What's going on? I think it was also one of those moments, you know, when a train comes in the opposite direction and everyone momentarily thinks they're going to die. When he's like, oh, okay. We're not dead. Are we dead? No, we're not. Why don't they warn you? Why don't they come and say, OK, you're not going to die now. Ah, OK. So he goes, Ian, it's Dad. I'm on train. In the north, you like to get to the heart of the sentence. I'm on train. Have you got homework? Geography? Right. Do it. And make it neat. And then he hung up the phone. And I think there was a shared feeling on the train of panic for Ian's well-being. What should happen? Should he smudge into the margin whilst drawing his oxbow lake? We didn't know at this point. But then it sort of settled down. We carried on the train, trying to leave the station, just chilling out. After about 10 minutes, he swore to himself. He wasn't even on the phone. He just went, shit! And everybody's on the phone. He's not on the phone. Is he on the phone? He's mad. The man's insane. He picked up the phone and went, Ian, it's Dad again. I've taken the wrong bloody train. It's the most satisfying moment. How are you getting on with your geography? Finish it and I'll check it. And he hung up the phone and this woman just said, excuse me, love, you're currently travelling in the wrong direction. I think you need to concentrate more on your own geography. All right. A brilliant moment. I've been here a couple of days. It's been nice. Hasn't it been lovely? Hasn't it been lovely? Hasn't it been lovely? People are talking how nice. It looks very nice. But it feels very cold. And people have been confused by this. People are starting to eat outside. It's too early to eat outside. People are sitting, it's nice out here, isn't it? It's quite warm when you put your face in it. Soon we will have nice weather, soon it'll happen. Soon we'll have, well, you know, we'll have a few hot days in a row like we always. We'll have a heat wave or a mini heat wave. A mini heat wave is one hot day. A heat wave is two hot days. And then we get carried away. We start competing with other nations. We think we live in some kind of a global paradise. We forget everything that's gone before. It actually said in the paper last year during a mini heat wave, it said yesterday, in Hull, temperatures reached 82 degrees. Whereas in Jamaica, it was only 78. Are they seriously implying that Jamaicans are waking up in the morning, opening the curtains, going, oh, shit, I wish I was in Hull. Then we are punished. Every time we have a few hot days, we get punished by big thunderstorms. It's like God has realised his mistake. What did I do? Give them nice weather. Punish them! But we quite like that. We quite like thunder, thunder and lightning. Lightning's quite exciting. You get lightning, then we all start to count. One, two, three, four. Five! It's 5 miles! The storm is 5 miles from here, this destination! We feel like we're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. 5 miles! More lightning. One, two, it's coming! You actually want it to come towards you. You want to be struck by lightning. How boring is our lives that we get depressed when it's moving away? It's over. We won't be struck by lightning. Of course, discussing weather in Birmingham is dangerous because I know you all live in fear of tornado. I know. I know that tornado could strike at any time in Birmingham. You have had the occasional tornado that happens to strike maybe one or two houses at a time. I remember the tornado that it hit one house, okay? You had a tornado, hit just one guy. I saw him on it was the end bit on the news. You know the fun bit, the news nugget? And here's a funny story. A tornado has hit one house in Birmingham.
And there was this bloke standing outside it, and it was the same time as Hurricane Katrina, a proper wind-based disaster. And he's standing outside. What about me, eh? What about me? The whole world focusing on America. What about me? What about Tornado Teddy?
He'd named it himself.
I heard that he was trying out a new hairdryer at the exact moment that the tornado struck. Can you imagine what that would do to your mind? Look, darling, I've just purchased the new Beverly's 500 from Argos. They told me it was the most powerful hairdryer in the entire world. You're going to try it out, love? I'm going to try it out right now. Bloody hell! But don't stop! I'm taking it back! Collection point B! Get the receipt! I'm going to move over here because I do understand that we have some Birmingham City footballers in this vicinity. It took a moment for the people who support other clubs to register. They're like, are they here? They are. Boo! Football really brings the best out of people, doesn't it? You, sir, I believe you play for Birmingham City. Are you a name that's hard to pronounce?
Depends.
Ah, are you Frank Kadrew?
Yes.
It's Frank Kadrew, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Kadrew. Well done. Well done, sir. I've read your bio, Frank. You are a dead ball specialist. Apparently, when the ball is alive in any way, you're useless. But once the ball is dead... I'm here to play! Kills the ball! I'm wonderful! The ball is moving. I am not functioning. I cannot do it. Stop it. I am wonderful again. I have stipulated in my contract, if the ball is moving, I will not play the... Why am I German? Why am I German? You're French. Ah, bonjour, French, bonjour. When English people don't speak French, they go, do you speak French? They go, un peu. That's all we know. We've only learned un peu. Oh, and we know, où est le gars? Have you hidden the stations from us? I love French people. I love the way that they, when they're trying to think of the next word, they make a noise continuously. They go, je voudrais, poisson, où est le gars? I think they're worried about being interrupted. Whereas in England, we don't do this. We don't go, I would like, oh, some toast, oh, and some fish. It's a strange breakfast. That's how you know French people are awake. They just wake up. Sometimes they'll be hoovering, and the hoover is not plugged in, but they don't know for hours. But hang on! This is not picking anything up off the floor! Or blow drying their hair, and the fuse is gone. My hair is not getting dry, but they said when I bought this from eBay from the man from Birmingham, he said this is the most powerful hair dryer. Thank you for coming. I like it when substitutes in football want to get on, they try to get the manager's attention. I can play, I can sing, I can dance. Come on! Oh, I love a bit of Swansea. I tell you, I drove right past Cardiff. Not envy any of that, no.
Yes.
I said much the same thing to them. I changed a couple of the words. But anyway, it's not Cardiff, it's Cardiff anyway. Cardiff. Apparently double D is pronounced... Do you have girls in bra shops going, got a 32? Yeah, I'm here, I made it. And I'm enjoying it all the more, of course, because I paid. I paid 540 on the toll. Always an exciting moment. I think it's almost worth 540 to have that moment when you stop and then you come through and there are no lanes. It takes a very strange sort of man who doesn't go, the race is on! Order, back in order, okay, but I had fun that while it lasted.
Do you get in free if you're Welsh? Is that how it works? Is it not? Even if you've got the dragon, if you've got a red dragon tattoo, you can't just flash it and go, go on, mate, go on. Is it not like that? It's not like a club. Hey, go on. I've already been in, go on. My coat's in there, for God's sake. Is it all right if I get my mate and he can come and he can say and then he can take me in? Is that all right?
Bread of heaven, bread of heaven.
You're insane. You do know that.
You are insane.
I suppose you look at me as if to say, oh, thank God the comedy's over. It's just like chapel. I love it. I love the sing song. This is great. This is absolutely great. I could not go to a theatre in the whole of England and go out and go, dear Lord and Father of mankind, piss off. Very unlikely. Forgive our foolish ways. We were like, oh, I love it. Bread of heaven. In fact, I had some bread earlier from heaven. It's all right. Bread of heaven. Are you all right? I'm full up on bread of heaven. Me, I am. I love that you sing it at the rugby, don't you? At the rugby. This is a lovely thing. That, you know, sporting events can be extremely hostile, but you're there going, hymn number 237, all right? Bread of heaven, all right, we all right? Let's sing it, let's build it up tonight! You've got the New Zealanders, you know, giving all the haka. Come on! You look a bit hostile. Go on, have some bread. It's from heaven, chill out. But it is nice to be here in Swansea. Who, by way of applause, speaks the Welsh language? That's very good. And who doesn't? It's going well, it's going well. You can't say they're not encouraging you. I mean, they put vocabulary up everywhere. I love the first time you see this when you drive in is services. The word for services? Are you trying to use every letter in the English language? By the time you finish reading it, what the hell are you doing here? By the time you finish reading it, you're half a mile past the services. What the hell's going on here? I've actually learned a bit of Welsh because I knew I was coming. So listen, don't, you know, most of you haven't bothered to learn it. So anyway. So, okay, here we go. I've learned bus. I learned bus. Booth. Well done. That's BWS, I believe. You've basically looked at bus and you thought, we're not having that, no way. I think surely we can come up with our own word for bus. What have they got? One U? Let's go for a W. We're twice as good as them, eh? I've also learnt taxi, which is taxi. Why have an X with a C and an S and do the same job, innit? Go on, X, I've got the night off. C, S, you're in. Go on, you're playing. But normally the X does it. No, not today. We're going different this time. My favourite, of course, ambulance. You even have it translated. This is ambulance and then ambulance. In case it freaks people out. If you didn't translate it, oh, bloody hell, if there's only a spaceship over there. There's lights and everything. Oh, no, I've seen the translation. Panic over, it's an ambulance, all right? I'm beginning to get au fait with the accent. My first experience of this was getting off the plane. There was a bloke in front of me, and he said, where are our bags? In your mother tongue, where are our bags? Bags? I have to say, it depends how you say it. There's something about the accent that it does tend to sound a little bit downbeat. I mean, when I think of an Irish accent, you know, it sounds very jovial. Hello, how are you doing? Everything's fabulous. Even if it isn't fabulous, it sounds quite feminist. Oh, the house burned down. Everything's gone. I've lost everything. I've got no insurance. I'm suicidal. Just moments over the border, I'm absolutely ecstatic. I've never been happier in my entire life. I'm on cloud nine. I'm staying at the Europa Hotel. That's exciting. My TV didn't work, so I phoned down to reception. I said, I'm having a few troubles with my TV. And the woman on reception went, you don't know the meaning of troubles. So it's been a good year. We've got Barack Obama in the White House. Hasn't he done well? I mean, hasn't he done well? Not just overcoming the colour of his skin to become the leader of the free world, but also his name. You couldn't ask for a worse name to try to become president of the United States of America. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. Barack sounds like Iraq. Hussein, Saddam Hussein, Obama, Osama. You couldn't create a worse name. Do you think there are young British black people saying, maybe I could do it, maybe I could be Prime Minister of this country? I mean, look at Barack, he's done it. Do you think I can do it? I'm not so sure, Adolf Mugabe Fritzl. I've been told that there's a footballing legend in our ranks. Jerry Armstrong! There he is! Footballing legend. Feel the love in the room for Jerry Armstrong. How are you, Jerry?
Good.
Yep. I like football. I know I don't look like the kind or sound like the kind of person who goes to football. You're not singing anymore! I actually went to the football and I supported my team. I don't want to bring up my team because obviously it makes people not like me. But they separate the fans. So I was with my fans and there was a bloke from the other team and he was sitting with us and he stood up and he just went, come on in! Who wants some? He had no teeth and a face covered in tattoos, all right? Which confirmed his allegiance was not with our team. And he just went, come on, one of you must want some! And I think in unison, I think it was about 39,000 people just went, I don't want some, do you want some? I'm not sure. Is anybody on the road? Do you want some? No, I don't want some at all. Have you seen this man? I don't want any. And then people started complaining to the stewards. There's a man over there, and he's the one with tattoos and no teeth. He wants some. Will you tell him to go? What am I going to do? Throw my bib on his head? He's scaring me. And he kept saying, one of you must want eight. Who wants some? It was absolutely terrifying. And then after about 10 minutes, this bloke just stood up and went, I'll have some. And we were all relieved. There was a moment, oh, thank God, a hero in our ranks. And people were standing up for him, good luck, good luck. He's walking along the thing, I'll soon give him some. I'll take him down. Good luck, good luck, good luck. All right, all right. I'll soon have him, I'll soon have him. Excuse me, mate, yes! Do you want some? I'll have some. At this point, I still didn't know for sure they were fighting. I didn't know if he was just offering him biscuits or something. Well, somehow I have one. I'm on a diet. And then the bloke with tattoos and no teeth, he went, me and you. Outside. Me and you. I think even you could see a flicker in his eyes that said, I've made a mistake here. But he carried on. He went, yeah, because I'll soon have you. Me and you. I was itching just to go over and go, sorry to interrupt, but you're sort of pointing at the wrong person. And it's you and I, as you were. So this is Brighton and Hove, actually. Is that right? You know you've got the Sea Life Centre and Harry Ramsden next to each other. I love that. Is the brochure from the Sea Life Centre the menu from Harry Ramsden? Is that what it works? So I've just had a holiday. I've had a holiday. It's always exciting to go on holiday. People now start thinking about their holidays. People are like, are you going anywhere nice this summer? Are you going to go anywhere nice? It's kind of a stupid question. No, I'm going to lock myself in the downstairs loo. Of course I'm going to go anywhere nice. We like to go away for 2 weeks. That's the sort of standard, 2 weeks, you're going away, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. But we don't really want to go away for 2 weeks. We come back after 2 weeks, people say, do you have a nice holiday? Oh, it's lovely, yes, the weather was good, the hotel was lovely. How long did you go for? 2 weeks. 10 days would have been enough. After 10 days, you just want to get back to your shit life, don't you?
It's very difficult to book a holiday nowadays because everything is reviewed now on the internet, which leads to huge big problems when you're making any kind of purchase, especially a major one like a holiday. I mean, literally everything, like toasters, are reviewed on Amazon. Who are these people? Who are these people? You want to buy a toaster, you go online, you start reading people's reviews on toasters. Who in their right mind goes home and does toast? I better write the review on the toaster. Settings 2 to 6 are an embarrassment. What kind of a pop do you call that? I couldn't grab it. I had to risk my life and do it with a knife.
It's a fun moment, isn't it, when you think, I've heard rumours of death if you try this, but I'm going to do it! So the problem with booking a holiday is this website called TripAdvisor. If you've been anywhere near it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Basically, this website reviews every single hotel in the world, which is a good thing, I suppose, except for the fact it means that every single hotel in the world has received at least one terrible review. And it's only those reviews that you believe, which makes it very difficult for you to decide on anywhere to go on holiday. First of all, who in their right mind is writing these reviews? I mean, seriously, who goes on holiday, comes home, unpacks, and just goes, right, now for the review. I felt the towels were very coarse on my skin, not what you'd expect from a 4-star establishment, which is why I've given it 3 stars after much deliberation. 2 ice cubes and a Diet Coke, unacceptable in capitals. When you read these and you take them seriously, you think, oh, I don't know about the Coke in this place, the Diet Coke sounds really bad, the towels might scratch, should we go to this place with the scratching towels? And then you find one you like, and it looks amazing. Big 5-star reviews, 5-star, 5-star. Paradise, it says. Paradise, heaven. The best hotel you'll ever stay in. Oh, it was just the most miraculous 2 weeks of our lives. We were picked up from the airport on a unicorn. Threw us to our destination, which was so wonderfully beautiful. The beds were so comfortable. The fish would just come up and sacrifice themselves on the plates. The kids' club was so good. We left 2 of our children. It's a better life for them. They're happier for them. And you're sitting at home and you think, this is it, darling, this is the one we should go to. Everybody loves this hotel, but you keep searching and you'll find it, page 36, 1 star, the waiter slapped my wife in the face. Ha! There it is, they've got slapping waiters. We can't go there, you'll be slapped all day. But anyway, you finally make a decision. We went on holiday. It was nice, you know, it was a bit dramatic going on holiday. Trying to park at the airport is very stressful. Not if you do things according to plan, but men like to think that we've got things covered, like remembering where the car is parked. We like to... Basically, you park in zone and row. And the zone is alphabet, and the row is numbers. And we parked in C3. And I thought, I'm never going to forget that because of C3PO. It's Star Wars. My wife said, are you going to write that down? I will never forget C-3PO. I've got it in my mind. 2 weeks later, she's like, where do we park? R2. No, D2. Is there an X-wing? I can't remember. So we lost the car. But you know, we went to the airport, we went to the whole rigmarole. My wife, she hates flying. And it doesn't help they call the building the terminal. Who wants to hear that word? We're about to get on a plane. Terminal 2, Death Gate 4! Ah! Then you go shopping. People are buying televisions. They have huge TVs in duty-free. Who is buying these televisions? And then people buying TVs going, oh, shit, I've got to take that to Corfu. That's not good. So we had a holiday, and I have to say, it was really lovely. We went half board, which is basically something you do to get a cheaper holiday. You sacrifice a meal in the day. You start to convince yourself that you don't need lunch, despite the fact you've been living most of your life with lunch in the middle of the day. You decide, to get a lower price, let's not have lunch. We're never hungry when we're hot. Anyway, you start lying to yourself. And of course, what it means is that you spend 2 weeks stealing from breakfast to get you through the day. You're sitting at breakfast, you've travelled across the whole world, you've spent unbelievable sums of money, you're sitting there going, is the waiter looking? No. Grab croissant! Grab croissant! Okay, go. Hello, see you later. Hello, yes, goodbye, goodbye, hello, goodbye. Every day my children are like, I'm hungry, what's for lunch? Hot yoghurt and pan au chocolat. It's all I can get behind. On the last day, the waiter actually caught us, came over, slapped my wife in the face. Couldn't believe it.